And I'm Andrew Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. Good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. For this edition of On the Pace, I thought we'd dive into the semi-finals of the Alabar Breeders' Challenge, which kick off at Menangle this Saturday night. Tab Fixed Odds have markets open for all the races as well, and I can't wait for them. Honestly, there are some really good youngsters going around, and we've also got two semis for the four-year-old mares as well, and some really good races. So one, two, three, four, five, six semis all up, plus the Group 3 Golden Mile thrown in amongst them. So it's going to be a big night Saturday night. The first semi-final is for the two-year-old colts and geldings, and the favourite there is Be Happy Max. And it's one, a youngster trained by Emma Stewart. Luke McCarthy's retained the drive, and he won on this horse in his heat at Menangle last week. He was quite impressive, had to do a bit of work in his run. So he's drawn out wide in barrier 8. Another well-fancied type is Major Bob. He's $3.10 at the moment. This horse is trained by Shane and Lauren Tritton and is drawn ideally in barrier 4. He has a first emergency drawn to his inside, so he could come out of barrier 3 as well. And as the listeners may have heard, on Tuesday I spoke with Shane Tritton about Major Bob, and he said he's a two-year-old with an older horse's mindset. So he's come through his heat win at Bankstown very well. So that's going to be a good clash. And you've also got Crunch Time in that race as well for Ricky Ulch, and he's drawn out wide. He'll start outside the front row, carrying Saddlecloth number 12. He's currently $9.50 with Tab Fixed Odds, and he was pretty impressive finishing second in his heat after doing a bit of work as well. So really good semi-final to kick off the night with. We roll into the second semi-final of the night, which is another one for the fillies, but for the two-year-olds. And we have a good clash here between Pelosi and Didn't I. Pelosi, she's a Queenslander. She's won her last handful of starts, including her heat at the Breeders' Challenge, and prior to that, she won the APG final up in Queensland. So she's a Group 1 winner. She's $1.75 at the moment, Cozzy. And she's drawn in barrier 9. Should come out of barrier 7, though, with the removal of the two emergencies. The other well-supported horse is Amanda Turnbull's horse, Didn't I? She's $2.50 for the win. And she was very impressive winning her heat at Menangle. She did a stack of work and seemed to do it quite easily. It was her second start for Amanda. And Amanda was quite impressed with the effort. There was a really strong win that day at Menangle, and she did it very, very well. All other fillies in that semi-final are in double figure odds. And I think in that race, so that's race number 4 on the program, number 11, I Can Run. She's currently $15 with Tab Fixed Odds and $2.90 the place. And I think she's great each way value for that race. She's this brilliant sit sprint type, and that's how she won her heat at Menangle the other week. So if they're running some speed up front, she'll be right in that race. So that's another good clash. The third semi-final of the night is another one for the two-year-old colts and geldings. And in this one, we have a very short favourite here in Jillaby Nitro. He's $1.06. He's drawn barrier 2, so he looks pretty hard to beat. The only other horse sort of that money's there for is Send It for Brad Hewitt. He's drawn out in 12, and St. Emilion, who's also at $14 for Amanda and Steve Turnbull. But yeah, Jillaby Nitro, the shorty there. The value runner for me is the 4 Kick It Along Pony. Another one for Kerri-Anne Morris and Robbie Morris. He's $51 to win, $4.60 the place. I don't think he can win, but I think the $4.60 the place is good value. He won with a wing on every hoof to take out his heat up at Newcastle, and that sit sprint type capability will take him a long way in this semi-final, I think, on Saturday night. Race 6 is another semi-final for the two-year-old fillies, and the favourite there is the 10, Kiang Jackie, a Victorian filly. She actually finished second in her heat just the other day. It was a good effort. She's drawn out wide, obviously, in barrier 10. The other well-supported runners include the 1, Michelle Lee Mack. She's $3.90. She's been very impressive in her two-year-old campaign, and she won her heat quite easily up at Newcastle. The value runner for me is the 9 here, Dance Like an Angel, one for Brad Hewitt. She's currently $8 the win, $2.30 the place. Now, this little filly, she won her Breeders' Challenge heat out at Bathurst, and she was the fastest heat winner that night. So she was faster than any of the boys. She rated 156.6, and she did it very impressively. So looking forward to seeing what she can produce at Menangle on Saturday night. The next semi-final comes in race 8, and that's another one. This one for the four-year-old mares, and the favourite here is Rock and Roll Pearl. She's fresh off winning the mares feature race at Menangle last week, where she rated 152.8, and that was a personal best time for her. Todd McCarthy drove her last week, and he's back on board for Saturday night as well. Other well-supported runners in that semi-cozzy include Molly Kelly. She's at $7 for the win at the moment. She won the Breeders' Challenge as a two-year-old, and then as a three-year-old, she finished second, and now she's back here as a four-year-old. So she's got a really good record in these races. And the other supported runners are Art Series at $5 and Red Bank Addy at $6.50. They're both drawn the two outside spots on the front row, but their numbers are 11 and 12 respectively. So, you know, Art Series has been in really good form, and Red Bank Addy doesn't have the numerical form next to her name, but she's been facing open company at Menangle, so that's got to pay off. The final semi-final is another one for the four-year-old mares, Cozzy, and that comes in race 9. The favourite there is Good Time Heaven. She's drawn out wide as well. She should start from barrier 9. She'll carry saddle cloth 11. But yeah, even money, $2. She finished second at Menangle on Saturday night, and she's only had the two starts back this time in. That second was her first defeat at Menangle, but she's going to be better again, considering she's only had the couple of starts this season. Also in the money is Black Silhouette. She's drawn inside Good Time Heaven, and she's at $2.60. She's been impressive as well this time in, winning first up in a pretty slick time up at Newcastle and then finishing second in her latest effort. And the other well-supported runner, Cozzy, is Call Me Queen Bee, and she's at $6, and she'll carry saddlecloth 12, but should start from barrier 10. So that's the wrap of the semi-finals that we've got this Saturday night at Menangle. There's more semi-finals next Saturday night for the three-year-olds, the fillies and the colts and geldings, as well as the four-year-olds, entires and geldings. So some really good racing coming up, and yeah, really looking forward to these races on Saturday night.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We'll get you back off the bench a little later to run through Penrith for us and find a few winners.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thank you.